From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Tonight, the Boston Celtics could win their first NBA title in 22 years. They've got a 3-1 lead over the Los Angeles Lakers, thanks to stars like Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. But at crunch time in Thursday night's pivotal Game 4, the Celtics went old school.
Final seconds, P.J. Brown dunks it with 1.7 remaining, and it's a 2-point game.
The oldest player on the team, and one of the oldest in the league, 38-year-old P.J. Brown anchors a veteran Celtic bench that's played a crucial role in the championship bid. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
For every basketball player who wins an NBA championship, there are a lot of equally good players who never got a chance to compete in the finals. Earlier this year, 38-year-old P.J. Brown was thinking he was one of them. The 6'11 power forward was midway through the season and still hadn't signed with a team. He was living with his family in Slidell, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans, driving his 4 kids to school and playing some pickup ball with local high schoolers.
3-4 months ago, I was about as close to being out this league and, you know, shutting the door for good.
Brown had played for Miami, New Orleans, and Chicago over the years and earned a reputation as a solid defender and rebounder. He's the classic hard-working supporting player who can quietly add a lot of strength to a team. And when Celtics stars Paul Pierce and Ray Allen were in New Orleans for the All-Star game, they went out of their way to find Brown and convinced him to come back from retirement to join them.
P.J. Brown, the rebound.
The idea was that Brown would come off the bench to play good D, get some rebounds, and have a veteran's composure. Nobody expected heroics. Brown was worried about getting back into shape. Then came the end of Game 7 in the playoffs against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Celtics were up by only 1 point. The shot clock was almost down to zero. The ball went to Brown about 20 feet from the basket. The game was on ESPN.
Brown, the jump shot, puts it in! P.J. Brown, the unlikely hero! And the Celtics go up by 3 with 1:21 remaining. What a performance from the veteran here in the fourth quarter.
Brown says that shot was probably the biggest in his 15 years in the league. And he says it's just amazing at 38 years old to now finally be playing for the championship and playing at key moments at the end of games.
You know, a dream that I've had since a kid, a dream since I was drafted in 1992, and to be able to come out and contribute on this level and be effective, you know, it means a lot. But it means even more for my teammates to support me and encourage me, and they just give me, you know, so much love on this team, and I just want to, you know, go out and give them all I can.
P.J. Brown is the elder statesman of the team, but not by much. Backup guard Sam Cassell is also 38 and only 2 months younger than Brown. At one of the pregame practices, Cassell says he's loving the opportunity too, but he says he's feeling the heat. After 2 decades since the last championship, a lot of Celtics legends are watching. Hall of Famers like Bill Russell, Larry Bird, and John Havlicek. Cassell doesn't want to let them down.
It's about adding Alabama and this rafter up here. That's what it's all about here.
So the history brings a little more pressure.
Oh, man, you don't understand it. You know, you see a guy like Havlicek come up to you and tell you, you know, it ain't over. No, that's pressure from God. No, that's wow.
If you watch some of the games, you might notice the youngest guy on the bench. That would be 7-year-old ball boy Jalen House, backup guard Eddie House's son. During the games, he's right there on the wood floor cheering for his dad and high-fiving him when he comes in off the court.
How cool is that to come off, you know, when you got your kid there, you know, cheering for you?
Oh, that's big. He's cheering for everybody. You know, he's here giving everybody some love, so it's good. We need his support.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.